this year because there is a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and we need a parsha for that parsha for that Shabbos. So that Shabbos is Parshas Hazinu. In order to accomplish that, Nitzavim Vayelech are split up. Nitzavim is read before Rosh Hashanah, the last parsha of the year, and Vayelech is read after Yom Kippur and Shabbos Shuva. So therefore, this comment is on Parshas Nitzavim, and we will tackle Vayelech shortly. The Pasuk says in Parshas Nitzavim, where the Moshe Rabbeinu repeats his admonitions that he has been going over and over and over again. So much of Parshas Dvorim, so much of the Torah, is warnings about Avodah Zarah. Stay away from Avodah Zarah. Now, we can't relate to that because I'm going to bow down to a table, whatever it is. But there was, the Chazal tells, a tremendous, almost a inconquerable Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu had to go and repeat again and again and again, don't worship the idols. And the Pasuk says, Ki atem yedatem es asher yashavnu be'eretz Mitzrayim, es asher avarnu bekerev hagoyim asher avartem. You remember what it was like in Egypt? Vatiru es shikutzehem. You saw their disgusting idols. Ve'es gilu lehem. Eitz ve'ev en kesev ezov asher imahem. You saw all these things, and the Torah refers to it as Eis Gilul Lehem. Gilul Lehem comes from the word Golol. Golol is the terminology for excrement. So Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, you saw all that schmutz, that this we repelled by excrement. And that's what the Avodah Zarah was like. And then the Pasuk warns us, B'sheni Yesh Brachim Yishrei Shom Yishbaruch Shevet Asher Levar Panei Amim Asher Lekecha. But there may be somebody that's going to go in and say, I want to try that out. And he's going to discount all these warnings that I've given you. Will not forgive him. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, in spite of all I've told you, how horrible, disgusting, repulsive Avodah Zarah is, no, there are people who will say, I'm going to try it. Now, that's counterintuitive. We are repulsed by things like excrement. So why on earth would people want to worship? You know, some of these Avodah Zarahs, they were disgusting. You know, the Avodah Zarah of Peor, which we learned about in Parshas Balak, Parshas Pinchas, people would relieve themselves on the Avodah Zarah. That's something that you have to warn people, don't do that. What are you talking about? Who wants to do that? Or another Avodah Zarah, you go ahead and you throw stones at the Avodah Zarah. Crazy things. So why shouldn't the natural or the inherent repulsiveness of the Avodah Zarah be enough? Why does Moshe Rabbeinu have to worry, and which in fact happened, that people in fact will engage in it? So I once read from Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Twersky, the famous psychiatrist, the famous chassid, the famous writer, wrote mamish, maybe 50 books, a very, very wise man, very wise. Of course, he was Nifter not so long ago. But at any rate, he, in order to explain this, he marshals a study that was done by a TV network, which was studied by psychologists. At any rate, there was a two-hour documentary on the evils of cocaine addiction and how cocaine is such a powerful addictive substance. And if a person gets entrapped in a cocaine addiction, he literally destroys his life. And a person gets hooked on cocaine, nothing else matters. Nothing. Not his job, not his career, not his wife, not his family, not his kids, nothing. So they went ahead and did a documentary about the evils of cocaine and how it ruins lives. And research has found that the teenagers and young adults who watched this program were more likely to get into cocaine addiction than someone who didn't watch it. You see this, what cocaine does to a person, and guess what? You try it. And that doesn't make any sense. He just wants this 2-hour program, what it does to people, and nevertheless you do it. So how do you explain that? So Dr. Twersky suggests that the reason people did it is because if this thing is so great that I'm willing to give up everything else in my life for it, job, career, wife, children, family, life, everything, I want to say, what is this like? And therefore, I'm tempted to go ahead and to try it myself. And therefore, the people that watch these programs, at least the younger people, went ahead and engaged in it. And that, Dr. Twersky says, Rabbi Dr. Twersky says, is the same thing with Avodah Zarah. Yes, this may be so disgusting, but there must be something to it. Because, listen, look, all these people are doing it. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu has to warn them. Your initial reaction of Gilu Lehem, that it's like excrement, that is what it really is. And don't go down that path. That's how Dr. Twersky explains the psychological occurrence. I am not one to argue with Dr. Twersky, certainly when it comes to human psychology. He's a doctor, he's a psychiatrist, he's a wise man, etc. So, mi ani umani. But perhaps there's an alternative way of understanding this. And that is, there are certain things that we consider off limits. I'm never going to try that. But when I see that people, in fact, do it, then that makes it, it's not so beyond the pale anymore. You know, I see people are, in fact, doing this. And therefore, when you see things that people engage in, which up until this point was, hey, that's off limits. You know, I'm not in there. No, this already became such tickle mutter. It's not so bad. You know, I was once walking with Shalayim or Akedesh on a Shabbos, and I was passing over a highway, over a pedestrian bridge over a highway, and on the other, and the coming toward me was a Yerushalmi Yid. And the cars are passing by, and he's walking, and he's saying to himself, whispering to himself, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. Now, he wasn't going out and throwing stones and demonstrating. He was saying to himself, Shabbos, Shabbos. Now, why was he doing that? It's because when you see Chil Shabbos to a Frum Yid, an Erlach Yid, a religious Jew, Chil Shabbos, that's off limits. But when you see other people do it, then it becomes less off limits. It becomes more feasible. It's the same concept when the Gemara says, "Haroya Saita b'kilchula yasar atzmen ayayin." If you see a Saita, a woman who was unfaithful to her husband, and she drinks the mesota, and she explodes the result of that, you have to go ahead and to quantify that, make a kabbalah that you shouldn't go ahead and follow your taivas and your pleasures. Yeah, listen, you just saw a woman literally disintegrate in front of you. No, I have to do something about it because I see she actually did something. She did something that to me was off limits, never ever. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu has to warn the people. Yes, these are disgusting things, but if people see it, once you see people do it, whether it's Dr. Twersky's explanation, because therefore I got to try it myself, or my humble opinion that it becomes less usher if you see somebody do it. But nevertheless, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu has to go out of his way to warn the people, don't worship Avodah Zarah.